So you knew as a child that you hadn't done it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you just kept quiet about it.
Well, yeah, might as well. I mean, they're more apt to believe an older woman than a little four-year-old child. Although, I don't know. I don't even know if a four-year-old child would know how serious that was at the time and would, you know, try to tell what hadn't happened.
We had a sister that died 2 weeks before I was born.
I remember bits and pieces.
All I remember is what they told me.
I knew it was something my mother didn't like to talk about.
My mom went upstairs and was washing floors.
She was what?
Lori wasn't very old, I don't think.
Just barely 3 years old.
I think she must have been walking, if I remember right.
Lori was 18 months old.
She and I were playing in the dirt outside the house, you know, and we had pieces of paper that the Raleigh man had left a little catalog, and we were tearing pages off of and using it to build roads and stuff like that. And then she decided she'd go up on the porch, which was a good-sized porch. And there was a boiler, a copper boiler, full of rinse water from washing clothes. Mom hadn't thrown it out because she was going to use it to wash floors, because they had to haul the water from the river in order to wash the clothes. But there's supposed to be a cover on it.
Olive and I weren't.
She shouldn't have been.
I don't think old enough to take care of Gloria.
Out there taking care of that child.
So Gloria went up on the porch, and there was the copper boiler. And she obviously went to wash her papers, and I sat down on the porch along the rail. And now, I don't remember seeing her fall in or anything like that, but I remembered I went to the door because I went to see my mom. Then she came down later and she said, "Where's Gloria?" And I've been told many times what I said. I said, "Oh, she's in the boiler. She can't cry." And my mom, I can remember my mom screaming and grabbing her up out of the boiler and running down the path to the barn and yelling for Grandpa. And Grandpa came out, and he could see right away what was happening. And so he grabbed her and he started giving her artificial respiration. It didn't work.
You can't retract what's done. You tell yourself.
So she...
She knew it wasn't her fault, she said, but...
Well, that's really all I knew of my little sister, so...
They said it was.
I heard a lot about it.
And I don't know how anybody could say that.
I remember sitting at the dinner table one night, and it's funny the things you remember, because at the time I was looking at a red, a sugar bowl that had red roses on it. But evidently something was said about taking the cover off the boiler, and I said, "Well, I didn't do it. I didn't take," and I got smacked across the face because I didn't want that coming out. My mom didn't. I know it was my mom that hit me.
I didn't find this out until...
I don't remember that part.
Maybe the last year of Olive's life.
It might be true. I don't know.
I was accused of taking the cover off.
She told me that they blamed her for Gloria drowning.
And actually, what had happened was my mom forgot to put the cover on, and she didn't want to say so because of the seriousness of what had happened, and my grandparents didn't really like my mom all that well anyway, so she said that I had taken the cover off.
That bothered me.
And she carried that for a long time, and it bothered her quite a lot.
It still bothers me.
And it wasn't until...
It really hurt her for...
Oh, gosh.
All those years.
It must have been 10 years later that she... My mother, she was in a TB sanatorium because she had tuberculosis. And they kept them there a long time because of the fact that they didn't... wasn't medication that they gave them. It was a rest cure. Anyway, when we were down there to visit with her, she said that everybody was all together. She had something she wanted to say, and then she told them the fact that she had not put the cover on the boiler and that I shouldn't be blamed. So That was that.
I'd ask her why. Why? Why is she blamed on
it? Well, it never was discussed that much anyway.
That's all settled.
But that one thing, I guess, is...
Not talking about it.
...stayed in all of his mind quite a bit.
How did you feel at that time?
Well, you know, at that time, yeah, well, I really hadn't expected her to ever say that, because I was quite little when that happened, and she figured, you know, she figured that I would be excused, where she certainly would not be. So.
My mom told her later, I guess, that within the last couple of years of her life, that no, it wasn't her fault, and she shouldn't even think that. Kind of late.
I never felt badly to my mother for that. Because even then, I could kind of realize that, you know, that she would be blamed. Of course, she was blamed, but they didn't try to understand it.
If it had happened to me, I would have been angry.
No, you know, at four, you forget.
Mom and Olive were quite close.
You forgive a lot easier than if you were older, I think.
I remember that.
I would have been angry.